With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt has held her first press briefing. Correspondent Greg Clugston was there.
Leavitt made her debut in a standing room only briefing room.
It's an honor to be here with all of you.
At age 27, she's the youngest press secretary in history, and she's opening the door to new media.
We welcome independent journalists, podcasters, social media influencers, and content creators to apply for credentials.
Leavitt vowed to be honest.
I commit to telling the truth from this podium every single day.
And she challenged the media to hold themselves to the same standard. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The Senate is preparing to pass a bill aimed at protecting the U.S. and its allies from unjust investigations by the International Criminal Court. Bob Agnew reports.
Helping lead the charge, Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas.
It is time for this illegitimate court to learn its lesson.
He says that means sanctions against members of the ICC who target the United States.
First and foremost, targeting American troops.
Cotton says the new ICC bill draws a very clear line in the sand.
If you investigate America or you investigate our friends who don't belong to the treaty establishing the court, we're going to lower the boom on you.
Senator Cotton tells the Salem Radio Network the sanctions will block the transfer of property inside the U.S. and deny visas for the violators and the immediate members of their family. Buying or reporting.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked a Trump administration freeze on federal grants and loans that could total trillions of dollars. U.S. District Judge Lauren L. Alikhan blocked the action Tuesday afternoon, minutes before it was set to go into effect. The administrative stay pauses the freeze until Monday. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 136 points, the NASDAQ rose 591. This is SRN News. A legal victory for a whistleblowing doctor from Texas.
Ethan Haim thought the public ought to know that Texas Children's Hospital in Houston has been carrying out sex change operations on children even after officials there said they had stopped. The doctor leaked documents to journalist Christopher Rufo and was sued by the hospital. A judge has now dismissed the case against him with prejudice, meaning that he cannot be sued again on the same charges. He could have been sentenced to 10 years in jail. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republicans put Pennsylvania and Wisconsin back in the win column in the 2024 presidential race. Now they're hoping that momentum carries over to contests this year that will determine whether their state Supreme Courts retain left-leaning majorities or flip to conservative control. The outcome could be pivotal in deciding cases related to abortion. Money is expected to eclipse the more than $70 million combined that was spent on Supreme Court races in both states. SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Rebounding tech stocks drove U.S. indexes higher the day after they tumbled on doubts about whether the artificial intelligence frenzy really needs all the dollars being poured into it. The S&P 500 rose 0.9% and called back more than half of its earlier drop. The Dow added 0.3% and the NASDAQ composite rallied 2%. The spotlight remained on NVIDIA, whose chips are powering much of the move into AI. It climbed nearly 9%. Treasury yields have held relatively steady ahead of the announcement coming Wednesday about what the Fed will do next about short-term interest rates. The Dow was up 136 points to finish at 44,850. The NASDAQ gained 391 points to 19,733. The S&P 500 added 55 to 6067. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.